neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Giving another name of Parashat Shira. And the reason is we have As Yashir in Parashat B'Shalach. And there is another name that is given to Parashat B'Shalach. What's the other name?
Parashat Man.
And what's the other name?
Parashat Parnasa. Keriyat Yamsuf.
With the common names that he used. The other name is Parashat Halim. You know what Halim is? Halim. That we. You don't know what Halim is? Yeah. And Parashat B'Shalach, this minhag that we give wheat, chita, to the birds. But halachically, you have to put the chita on Friday. You cannot give them on Shabbat. But where does this minhag come from? Or they make halim. Why? Because the pasuk says that people went out on Shabbat to find man, velo matzau.
The birds ate
them. The bird ate them. So the term that is used, lo matzau, limtzo, metzia, as you know what metzia means. Metzia is a common term that is used for discount. This is a metzia, it's a deal. So now whenever you lose something, so you have to go and find it. So now, so what happened here? So Datan Aviram, the Sadiqim, so they wanted to, Hasu Shalom, make a not good profile for Moshe ben Aaron Shalom, because he told them don't go out because there's no man. So what did they do? They went and spread their man. You know how much they would get every day? Omer, you know how much Omer was? Omer la gulgolet, to pay money that they would get every day was how much?
According to what each person needed.
No. It was a set. Measurement. Omer. Well, how much is Omer? 2 kilo and 200 gram. Yeah, 2 kilo and 200 gram. That's Omer.
For each person?
I'm sorry?
For each person?
Yes. Yeah. So if they would take less, it would fill up to that amount. If they would take more, same thing. And it would, if they would leave it overnight, then...
Start running away.
Yeah, it would be bankrupt. Yeah, it was the turn to worms.
So each person had a different need or different quantity?
No, there's a set measurement amount that was given. Yeah, Omer la gulgolet, 2 kilo and 200 gram. So now, yeah, so Datan Aviram, so now they went and spread the man to show, no, here, Shabbat, see, there's man. So, the bird came and ate it. So now that's why in Parashat B'Shalach, that is Parashat Shira, we give him the reward, we give him the chita, we thank him. So now one thing about the birds, you know, have you seen them when they eat? The bird, how do they eat? No, how do they eat?
They swallow it.
No. They poke to the ground, they pick up the grain, and they bring their head up. So every grain they pick up, they say, thank you, Hashem. Then again, thank you, Hashem. Then, thank you, Hashem. So that's how the bird eat. So that's why, yeah, exactly. There's a bird. Birds have such a thankful, showing the gratitude that is programmed in them. So now, one thing that is unbelievable thing, that let's say every day for 5 million people, just imagine how much money would come. Obviously, it's much more. So now, Datan Aviram, they take 5 kilo man, and they want to make a bad name for Moshe, right? I mean, who would accept it? Because every day, This says the mom would come down for 2,000 years. But Hashem wanted to show him, don't think I cannot give you more. But here the mentality of these two tzaddikim, how could you do such a thing? But the answer here is, even little bit of man, when people they're looking for Alilah, then that's it. So that's what their plan. Now, the other beautiful here, point here is, they want to go, against Moshe. That's such a vicious plan. But Ribono Shel Olam sent the birds to clean it up. So that means Ribono Shel Olam has such a sheluchim, they call it, messengers, that he's aware how to clean it up. Sometimes we wonder how this is going to go through. How am I going to get out of this? How is going to happen? How is going to be taken care of? And the answer here is, if Hashem sends birds to eat up the man, the Chas v'Shalom, Shabram Shalom will not get in trouble. So now, for my trouble, Hashem doesn't know how to take care of it. Huh?
Yes.
See what a beautiful lesson it is? That many times, we go through such a pain, and we feel, how am I going to get out of this? What's going to happen? How can Hashem is going to save me? And here it is. Look at this. How Hashem sends these birds. So I have food for you. Go eat it right away. And right away it's cleaned up. That's it. And that's the bitachon, the faith that Yehudi should have. The Chas v'Shalom, never ever you have a second doubt that this matter cannot be
stopped,
taken care of. No matter what it is.
That's not the question. Question is what
he's
supposed to do or not to do. Because in the end, Hashem knows everything.
There's no question. People that they trust in Ribono Shel Olam, you see them always fresh, full of energy, they're happy, they're smiling, they're not sensitive. So they call them kosher Yehudi. But if they're down, they're upset, they have no energy, they're sensitive, they call them
non-kosher.
So that's what exactly, even Ribono Shel Olam sees, it was a story about Abba took his kid, for a walk. So he bought him some bisli, some bamba, and some ice cream. Then as they're walking, the kid got tired, put him on his shoulder. Right? So as they're walking, there was no stores anymore, nothing. So somebody was coming toward them. So the kid asked the person, "Have you seen my Abba?" Threw him down on the floor. So I'm carrying you. You saying, "Where is my Abba?" This is our story. So where is Abba? Where is Abba? Your attitude is screaming. Dot misalev. Where is my Abba? Oh, down, complaining. There's constantly. So what do you expect? As long as the Ribono Shel Olam is carrying you and give you bisli, bamba, this, that, constantly. Now, all of a sudden you say, "Where is my Abba?" And that's what exactly you have to have in mind and constantly remind yourself. No, Ribono Shel Olam is out there, he's going to take care of me. I should not have any?
Don't worry.
Any haras, Chas v'Shalom. No worries, Chas v'Shalom. And Hashem Baruch Hu, Yavi lanu Geula, Bezrat Hashem Yeshuot, Bezrat Hashem. Lots of Semachot, Lekol Am Yisrael, Amen Kei Ratzon. Yom Tov U'Merach. Koyel HaNishamot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koyel HaNishamo, Nishomo Sheli.
koilani shomote halel kohalelu ko koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.